Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Thursday, another very busy day for members of FFA that are here in Louisville at the National FFA Convention. A lot of the team competitions get underway today. Things like livestock judging, meats competition, parliamentary procedure, and more. Creed speech competition underway today. However, it looks like for the first time since 2008, there will not be an Oklahoman in either the National Extemporaneous Public Speaking Final Four or National Prepared Public Speaking Final Four. That string was broken this year here in Louisville. One gentleman that has got one more event to take care of today, and then he'll start waiting for Saturday afternoon, is Kyle Hibbard. Kyle is the National FFA Officer Candidate from the state of Oklahoma from DePew, and he says that he feels pretty comfortable after going through the process that he's done what he can do, and now he'll simply wait for the results that are out Saturday afternoon.
The very first round, I was nervous as all get out, but as soon as that first round was over, I was able to relax a little bit and also able to look around and realize, you know, should I not be selected on Saturday, the organization's still going to be great, because I look around at the other 41 candidates and it's the best people from all the states that are competing, and no matter which ones they select, they're going to do a phenomenal job. And that's amazing to know, both for myself and knowing for the organization, that it's going to be in good hands.
Kyle Hibbard says there's one more round of interviews and interaction with the nominating committee today, and then it's waiting until Saturday afternoon when the 21 national officer candidates will learn whether or not they are a part of the six-member national officer team for 2014-2015. That'll be taken care of at the final general session of this convention. Speaking of today, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on the program to bring greetings from the Obama administration on this Thursday. Meanwhile, on the national regulatory scene, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has officially filed now their public comments on WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule from EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. Ashley McDonald is their environmental counsel. She says that the rule should be immediately withdrawn because, among other things, EPA and the Corps have not been listening to what stakeholders are telling them about the problems with the proposed rule.
They won't listen to anything we say. Instead, all they're doing is promoting what they say that the rule does and how great it is, instead of actually trying to listen to our concerns and come up with a solution. And that just hasn't been the case, which is unfortunate, because that's how the rulemaking process is supposed to work. The agencies really are, frankly, I think they are hell-bent on finalizing this proposed rule so that they can federalize all waters.
Comment period for the waters of the U.S. proposed rule remains open until the 14th of November. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's McAllister Union Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, November 1st to 12 noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls, including 55 black Angus bred heifers, 50 black and black Baldy bred heifers, 40 red Angus bred heifers, and many more. For new consignments, visit our website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before sale day, 918-423-2834.
That's your farm news reporting from Louisville, National FFA Convention. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.